Oh, yes, thank you. Before I am casually labeled a white supremacist and racist.
What's your name?
Gary from Staten Island. How are you? Yeah. Before I'm casually labeled a racist and white supremacist.
That's nothing casual about that.
I'm the only person putting out information on Brian Conroy on Boundary Avenue, the killer, in Midland Beach, Staten Island. The killer cop of Vismani Zonga, before you casually, because I don't keep careful track of all this stuff. Frankly, I'm not impressed by what I've heard so far this evening, and I would like to make several points as to why I am not. I recall Etrice Lead playing Firing Mimi, and many others, the band in Fire, many of whom were white, saying what? In the name of fighting white supremacy? She was a demagogue. She needed to go. And yet some of her hangers-on are still here. What's up with that? Number two. Was this not Utrecy and her rationale for firing Mimi and many others?
Bernard,
where do we figure out, you know, those of us who aren't in the middle of all this stuff, and I see a very small, narrow group here tonight. I don't see a big group. Another reason I'm not impressed. Number three, I plead guilty to not being at all these meetings, nor being interested in being at all these internecine squabbles. Number four, well, perhaps you're only really guilty of not joining a specific faction here tonight, eh? What is the problem is an absence of a revolutionary program. You have reformism. That's the problem. Okay? Throughout the left. So when, a number of people signed a letter saying an open letter to the anti-war movement, right? Including Ray. Saying that there's a big problem with Leslie Kagan being white, Sarah Flowers being white. No, that's not the problem. The problem is there's a lack of revolutionary program. It's a lack of an outlook saying defeat U.S. imperialism.
What does that have to do with
Dumbass?
Obviously.
Yeah. Well,
can I something quickly? First, I'm saying that this letter, first, I didn't sign it. I have drafted, and it doesn't mention Leslie or anybody else in the column. This is a much broader issue than that. But to go back to what we were saying, I understand the point Gary's trying to make, but I think more to the point right now, I'd like to add to what Mutu said, in the sense that I don't know what Carl Spooner's motives are, but I do know one thing, and it's a difficult situation. This local board, by the way, is relentlessly attacked most of the time and fairly.
All the time.
I mean, the dilemma is, do you respond to that, to those things? Exactly. And then you're constantly responding. Right. That's what you're doing. Some people say, look, they have a computer at home and that's all they do. Mm-hmm. Or you don't respond, and it looks like those who haven't responded to are the truth. So I choose to ignore most of them. However, for example, when we had the whole debate about whether Miguel should be on that committee or not, I remember an email from Carol saying that the voice of the Latino community will be represented. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Panama is as good a representative as anybody in this community, someone who's really active in the community, and he disagreed with Miguel being chosen. It was clear that the reason we had said no was because Miguel was very busy, extremely busy, and not participating in any discussion concerning these issues at all. Actually, this body fought very hard, so as I felt, you know, beyond the call of duty to keep Miguel, to put Miguel into a position on the national board, and if they wanted to, they could have removed him as chair already. So, but what bothers me more, is that Carol has joined those, because who no longer feel useful to explain why. So when she slaughters the UC or this lab, she no longer has to explain why anymore. Mm-hmm. She didn't say, it's almost like talking about Hitler.
Yeah.
So you don't have to define what
Nazi
is and a monster who's responsible of crimes against humanity. You just say UC. And fortunately for me, she has fallen into that category now. But for whatever reason, she has refused. She feels that maybe the things are not going the way she would like them to go, and she has to take the gloves off, I guess. But in a general way, I would say that those of us who fought long enough and the same struggle understand that this is true of any struggle, that some people will go with you only so far.
That's
And those who have gone so far in this pocket, that doesn't mean that those of us who are together and want to go further or right on the issue, that we should be given coverage. But it's clear that every single individual or organization are there to meet some interest. And once those interests are met, if they have not used the struggle to broaden their views and decided to go all the way, they will stop at that point, and if necessary, they will fight you. And that's what we're witnessing.
That's right.
Okay, I agree. Anthony?
Yeah, 45 seconds. I support efforts to make the struggle a principled one and to maintain that. I think that it's been extremely self-serving much of the time in this effort. Consistent with Ray's point regarding Carol, and I think it's important because Carol, like Leslie, when we had to call Leslie on the carpet, Carol represents quite a bit. Not only does she have certain personal interests or political interests, but she's on the IPNB, and she had several critical positions that, if she functions consistently, there is transparency and there is some process that is due and legitimate. If she doesn't, then we have problems. When Ray, as the chairperson of the Diversity Language Committee, came to us and presented in a fairly detailed way the lack of procedure that Carol employed, this lab took the position that we would ask the IPNB to recognize those problems, those irregularities, and we stated it straightforwardly without a lot of fanfare. Carol Spooner's response to all the points we raised, which were in fact, we were vindicated, since not only was her move, her several moves to block the language that had been developed reversed and the committee was reopened, but there were several people that made the same points when they got together. Carol Spooner's response to our document was that the WBAI lab was a piece of crap. So that, and that was the analysis that she presented. And I mean, we're all very human and capable of coming up with crap as an analysis. In this case, I don't think that was the case. And I just feel that if one is talking about a tenor that is principled and one that is mediated and not inflammatory, Carol, I think Carol Spooner should also take some lessons. I think what has happened is that as the stuff has gotten difficult and people have not won on principle and the arguments that they use, often in my belief specious, have been exposed, that they basically revert to power and any kind of other brute force. And that's essentially what we are engaged in now. There will be a reckoning at some, in some way, principled albeit, because I've heard week in and week out, many items represented as to what the lab's position, what the history of various meetings were, in which, me with my formerly photographic memory dispute, but also as grounds of denouncing the WBAI lab, of painting it with the same brush that the Unity Caucus has been painted with. And those kinds of statements and those kinds of issues are really going to, you know, have a day in court. For instance, it has been claimed that the WBAI lab had a variety of meetings in which there was no representation of communities. It was not only cited in New York, but then it was picked up in the Midwest and on the West Coast and reiterated, so that the meeting we had in Washington Heights, meetings that were around bylaws and Medgar Evers, all of those things have been cited as examples around the country to people who had no way of knowing one way or the other, that there were a whole host of non-community-oriented, non-democratic processes that were undertaken. To me, if there is going to be some rapprochement between and among these various people, it's got to be on principle, and it's got to be straight up.
That's right.
And we may not all you know, spend the hours that some comrades are able to spend on the internet. But I rest assured, when we see some of you rascals, you know, straight face to face, there will be some clarifications made about some of the lies that have been spread and some of the people's names that have been labeled.
Smeared.
Because some of us really find that when you do that cavalierly, you know, since people are using terms about cavalier or wherever, whatever the heck, when you do that in the real world, that you really should not, unless you know what you're talking about. And so my suggestion is that we reach some consensus as a lab, we make some motions on some of the things that have been posed, and we move forward.
All right, Anne?
I'd like, actually, it's been a very wonderful, stimulating, right on, discussion here, and I'd like to see some outcomes of this discussion. And I'd like to make a motion that the lab do send a letter, a statement, to Jonathan Lubell, and I would say everything that you said, put it into writing and add one thing, his legacy in civil and human rights.
Second that motion.
Okay, that's number one. And number two, Matt Chu made a suggestion that the People's Institute be engaged for a session at the IPMB, and I think we should support that.
I agree. So
somebody has got to, you second it, please, or first one.
I second it.
Okay. I like
a vote on motion number one.
Okay.
And this is a friendly amendment to your first motion. I mean, I would like to make a global motion that we affirm the work and the integrity and, you know, the dignity of Jonathan Lubell. Also, you know, affirm the work of the Diversity Language Committee and absolutely affirm the chairman, Ray LaForest.
And between yourself and Ashura,
yeah, that's exactly
put together.
Okay,
and maybe add something.
We'll do
another friendly amendment. It's wonderful. You know, Jonathan is not looking. Fortunately, he has more dignity in politics, but though it's always nice to send a greeting card to a comrade. We don't do that enough. And the same has been true for Ray, and the same has been true for Sheila, etc. However, that's not really the point. The point is for this board to be constant and to reaffirm our support of affirmative action. I think Muntz has stated quite well, but I would just have a little... I think, yes, the issue is about centralization of power, but it also is definitely about the kinds of people that wield it. And it is, again, the reality of people who culturally are those who have control over the society. It is about the issue of race as well. Absolutely and unequivocally. What they despise about self-determination is its nascent revolutionary quality, to respond to Gary, who left the room a moment ago. That is what they hate. It represents risk to fight oppression. It represents a hatred of the status quo. It represents a recognition that the cornerstone for U.S. imperial power is nothing other than white supremacy, really. That's why we can terrorize Iraq and so many other places, or for that matter, 25 years of support for Israel over Palestine. So I just think that if you would be agreeable, Anne,
absolutely,
that it is imperative that we reassert the issue absolutely and unequivocally, and make it clear that we will continue to struggle by any and every means to accomplish egalitarianism and inclusion, and to bring the franchise to those who would be deprived of it.
Okay.
All accepted as friendly amendments. I would say that Rashida, Gail, and Mimi put together a statement.
Yeah, okay.
And I think we should go to a vote.
Yes.
Okay. On the floor.
Hold on a second. Do I get a chance to say something?
You're so quiet. We didn't expect you to.
Yeah, I think in
You know, second to what 1-2 has said, what Mimi has said, and thanking Ray and Jonathan for the work that they have done. And also, again, praising this board for its even-handedness and the fact that it has embraced diversity a long, long time ago. And also, it has been in the vanguard for the struggle to maintain Pacifica and to adhere to its mission. That it also should be noted that BAI and the other Pacifica station get special CPB funding for being minority stations, for reaching out to building and programming to primarily a black, a Latino, an Asian audience. So, you know, the federal government, even the FCC, is talking about making available more licenses for a station that serves the Hispanic, the Latino community, and the black community. So even those guys are talking about it. So I think in the light of all those things, that we are on target, and Pacifica has been on target for recognizing the fact that five stations located in significant communities of color need to program to those communities.
Okay. And can we put this resolution together?
Yeah, we got two resolutions on the floor. Okay.
You want to do the first one?
This resolution together. Let's word the resolution.
Then I move that this local advisory board in the persons of Rashida and Gail and Mimi put together a statement which would be directed at Jonathan Hula. And everyone has said their piece, and the diversity committee, and are we adding
and our absolute utter continuous commitment to struggling for inclusion of affirmative action, every manifestation that's necessary.
I have to keep the Pacific Commission and it's some way has to be put into this statement. The utter disregard for the chairman of the diversity committee of the national board, because I think what Carol Spooner has done was to usurp that chairman, who happens to be Ray LaForest. And I've been concerned about that for a long time, the way she has done that, and to withhold information. Now, Carol is coming here. And I dare say, I will have to have some restraint at that national board meeting, because what she did, she walked all over Ray. And so, business is going to be taken care of.
Well, may I make a suggestion that we vote on what we have on the table, and that perhaps that we should also, I know that we do this a lot, and I know that we get attacked, but I think we must continue to separate the motion, which I'm saying, and the next thing that I'm going to say is that maybe we could also, once again, put together a joint statement of several people that again, states in clear and definitive language what we think this lab stands for. We define it, not somebody else, and that we do not do to others what they do to us. We are not going to sink to the level of calling people, what was it, Fiji streetwalker, homeless streetwalker. No, we're not going there, we're not going to allow anybody to put us there. We have always tried to take a principled position despite what people say about us individually or as a group. And we're not even going to attack them, because, you know, that takes forever. But I think we should
just make a little statement, if some people would agree to do that, mm-hmm. to do a statement that, that just reaffirms once again what we stand for as a LAD, mm-hmm. And just maybe take three issues that we won't back down on, you know, and then just let that sort of be a statement, but that should be separate from the vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's
call the vote. Okay.
All in favor of the areas that we discussed here tonight, specifically, raise your hand as LAB. The LAB members. Let's see. Well, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. It's unanimous.
Okay. And the other one was to engage the People's Institute.
Yeah, can I just...
To engage me, do we commend...
I've been working with them for about 10 years up in my community in Rockland. And
is that the group that I was...
Yeah, that's the group that you came to hear. You know, it's been very helpful for those of us in the struggle because it's given us an opportunity to have a shared language and a shared analysis and some shared definitions so that when we try to have a dialogue, at least we're talking about the same thing. They're also a group of veteran organizers as well as trainers, so that they bring a lot of organizing expertise. I think what they are offering to do is make a small presentation at the IPNB to give folks a flavor of their workshop, which in its usual form is 2.5 days. Now, they have said that they would tailor it for, you know, our needs. But I think, you know, what we would be inviting them to do is to make a short presentation at the board so that the whole Pacifica community can get some sense of what they might have to offer.
I have a question, by the way, is it pro bono or are there costs involved?
You know, one of their core trainers lives in Brooklyn. If she can do it, I think the cost to us would be very minimal, although I think she might like an honorarium as a matter of dignity. You know, one of their premier trainers is in New Orleans. And might be willing to come up, but then we really would have to bite the bullet and deal with airfare and hotels. So, you know,
but
that might
the
be...
The reason I ask is that I think if the costs are substantial, then I think that we should suggest that the proposal be made to the National Board also, that they at least either pay for the expenses or endorse some of, you know...
Or maybe the participants could chip in $1 or $5.
And I'm saying if this is going to benefit all people here, it's a national event that... The expense be shared.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, we can maybe ask Leslie. Could there potentially be a budget item to fly Barbara Major up from New Orleans? And if not, then maybe Monica would come from Brooklyn.
But I think right now the
issue is, do we want them
to invite?
Yeah.
Did someone second the motion about the Institute?
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor of asking and requesting that the Institute be asked to come and do some seminars for the board and for the community, the civic community, raise your hand. Okay.
Are we talking specifically
during the IPNB? Wait a minute, let me count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those again opposed? Abstention? One abstention. Okay.
On the first resolution that you passed.
Yes.
I just make a suggestion. As I was listening, and even though I agree with the resolution, lately when I hear this whole question or this diversion around affirmative action, I only hear the affirmative action argument one way or the other couched in the racial side of the issue. Affirmative action originally dealt with inequities along race and gender.
Mm-hmm.
And all I just want to do, I always hear people go to the racial side or respond to a piece that only talks about the racial issue.
there is two sides to it. It deals with race and gender, and you need to take that into both into consideration when you say what Pacifica or this particular lab will stand for. Because in the whole idea of affirmative action, what we find, one group has profited more than another.
Okay, I'd like to add to this, that for us, and maybe we we should say it more often, that it goes even further. A notion of diversity includes people being excluded. That means even more than race and gender. It includes sexual preference, it includes people who are other disability, it includes the whole scheme.
No, I understand what the diversity piece is about. I'm talking about the affirmative action.
But affirmative action
for us means that too.
That's it.
And that's been a major battle, that there is not an acceptance that people with disabilities, that sexual orientation, etc., that the Asian Pacific, that the Native American, that is not perceived of, that is not included, and we have fought desperately to broaden out the conception, which is why we tacked things on to issues of demographics in conjunction with the mission of Pacifica to include those people who have been discriminated against within our society and continue to be.
So on my thing on diversity, on the diversity thing, I just should remind you that the Bush administration is the most diverse. You also want to think of other things in the choice of diversity in terms of commitment to whatever it is that the AI is about.
Most diverse, that was to be
I just wanted to read, I didn't hear it. That's all.
I just wanted to add that Carol Spooner is firmly in support of women comprising at least 50% of the board.
Okay. Are there any other questions around this? Because we'd like to try to move to the next issue.
Concerning the whole bylaws issue and including the diversity debate, I think one of the problems is that Pacifica and WBAI has not taken responsibility for maintaining.
Did you speak up, Shield?
I'm sorry. One of the problems around the issue of diversity and bylaws is that Pacifica has not taken responsibility for maintaining its own documentation, and has instead relied upon the work of CDPNY. WBAI.net. Does everyone know this group?
Yeah.
This is a pro-Spooner site, and while it does post documentation, and while people are referred to it all the time, by in fact WBAI.org has a link to this site. Once you get to the site, if you know anything about bylaws, you're going to see a lot of arguments against our position on affirmative action. A lot of articles maligning the WBAI lab and the Unity Caucus, amounting to red baiting. One of their typical headlines was, "Has the UC hijacked IPNB?"
Well, what's funny is that the author of the piece didn't even use such a title.
Right.
The person who put the Carol Spooner article, the same, the person who put the inflammatory title. Inflammatory title.
The title was actually placed there by the website.
Right.
What do you call it?
Webmaster. Right. Yes.
Similarly, some of the documentation that's put up there. I mean, Roger Manning posted David Vertig's interpretation of the diversity committee documents and the results of our meetings.
While we were still arguing,
David Vertig put out a document which appeared to be legal. I mean, the guy's smart; he's a lawyer, so he has all the words, all the trappings on it. But it's actually his interpretation, and he leaves out whatever he disagrees with. So that is posted as a document. My documents are posted as an opinion or an interpretation. Actually, my documents were correct. Rafael Renteria put out an argument in support of Lubell and his analysis, and he was given 6 inches Manning's web page.
Well, yes,
the people who criticized Lubell were given 180 inches. Okay, so there you get a sense of the political spin of this site. I think that this link, I brought this up before, this link to the WBAI.org site, it has to be removed.
I agree.
BAI has to present its own documentation, which is quite possible. It's just a matter of doing it. And this link has to be rejected as a political, it's just a political polemic.
Well, I'd like
very
to...
Very good point. Very observing.
Would James wish to say something about
that? Put a motion on the...
Well, let's have some discussion on that first.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate what she would just said. In fact, it's...
James. What's your name, please?
James.
James.
Yeah, James.
James.
That's fine. James from Brooklyn.
That's good.
Now, this isn't the radio. I know. Yeah, just to reiterate what Sheila had said about some of the anti-affirmative action content on CDP and why highly BAI.net site. People doing web searches on matters of diversity and affirmative action are in fact getting anti-affirmative action content from CDPNY, from WBAI.net. That is happening right now.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that should be used to support Sheila's suggestion to remove that association.
Mm.
My name is Serena, nobody knows, it doesn't matter. Back when Jim came out with his spin on what we
can't hear you.
When Mr. Fink came out with his spin on what we needed to do in order to remain legal with regard to the bylaws, two people from LA, Raphael Renteria and Leslie Rasmer, who's a member of the KPFK board, KPFK lab, went to see an attorney. And they reported on his on their meeting with him. And their meeting with him yielded information that was very different from Mr. Fink, which among lawyers is not at all unusual. I communicated with Raphael Renteria and with Roger Manning and asked that he post their response. And if you remember when Fink came out saying, well, you know, we can't put anything because we're in such terrible jeopardy, there was a sort of disappointment, I think, that was really crushing throughout the entire Pacifica community. Mr. Manning told me that if he had no intention of posting anything from Raphael or from Leslie, that if they wanted to get the lawyer to write a letter, that the lawyer's letter would be posted. This was a consultation from a lawyer from the arts who does some work for a not-for-profit corporation, and was certainly as valid. The report meeting was as valid, I would think, as Carol's report from Mr. Fink. And we still don't know what Fink was told and by whom. It turns out there was no written communication. It was all by phone, yada, yada, yada. So, I mean, that whole process is still quite suspect to me. But the standard for including information that does not flow with CDP and NY or CDP Berkeley is apparently quite different from the standard that everyone has. And I have a problem with that.
What?
Right.
I think that at this point I would be I'm not supporting Sheila's position. I think we're in a struggle where community efforts, organizations effort clearly have supplemented whatever institutional efforts we've made. Roger Manning clearly is an individual who has done a tremendous amount of work, and part of the reason why he's being given that either semi-official status is because of that. That being said, I know that he clearly, like all of us, he's associated, he has his own views, and that this website, that WBAI.net, was started as a voice for CDPNY indeed. So personally, I would rather, instead of censuring him, I'd rather I be given first that BAI increase different sources and that it sets standards for including them. I mean that instead of including WBAI.net only, that include other sources, and that Roger or anybody else in charge of that website be told that there are some standards you have to adhere to. You cannot put position. For example, I think that title was completely inflammatory. Even Carol did not use some hijacking, you know. That's quite extraordinary for a website. And I suspect if Roger wasn't associated with any, you know, the other partisan view himself, he would not have chosen that title. It probably makes for good reading. So I would want to amend what you just said, make a proposition that we ask that other sources be included. I don't know if there are any available, that could be the problem. And that certainly some standard be set. And that website be reviewed. For example, we have a website, our own website master, both at BAI and for Pacifica, that those standards could be evaluated. And if the individuals in charge of that website cannot adhere to our official standard, that then we'll remove them.
I have very real concerns about moving into an election period with links to an unofficial site that's controlled by one of the, quote, I don't really like the expression, but it pretty much covers it, one of the factions in this work. Sure, they did tremendous work here in 2001, and we have come to rely on them, and I think that's the reason why at least some arrangement was made to assist Roger in getting to some of the earlier IPNB meetings. And certainly there's plenty of promotion for his site. There's not a moment when Leslie or Carol doesn't mention WBI.net at every IPNB meeting, seems to me at least once an hour, but that's fine because they're having him post the notes at the meeting. I don't know that they've ever made any arrangement to get anyone else to keep the notes of the meeting and to make them readily available. This isn't about Roger Manning personally, but I do think that as we move into an election process, that there should not be links to a particular site because it appears to endorse the contents of that site.
Exactly. I agree with the last statement that you made, and I think I understand the sentiment of your statement, Greg. But I recall when all those flurry of emails were made after this is the UC has hijacked the whatever it was hijacked the board, right?
Yeah.
Several people, not just like 3, 5, or but maybe as many as 10, wrote long, extensive, vitriolic statements responding from that with that headline, and they castigated everybody that they assumed was on the UC, and almost everybody that they attacked were African people, African or Asian.
I'm African too.
That's right, because that's where it started. So I don't have any problem with that. I love and accept you. I love and accept you. There's no problem. But I am concerned. I am concerned right now because I think Serena or someone said that the problem now is a little bit different from somebody just mudslinging. The problem is that this site has the facade, shall we say, of being informational, and in that information giving has the facade of being, quote, neutral, unquote. And that is the problem. I would not want to see the, quote, official BAI website, WBAI.org, to slander anyone. But I certainly don't want another website to slander, especially since these are the same group of people who say really nasty and painful and hurtful things on personal and political levels. And anybody who does not agree with them gets the axe. So it is a bit of a dilemma, Ray. I don't think we have the luxury of too many other people to balance. I mean, unless you know some. And so I'm not saying that we should censor him at all. What I think, if I understood it correctly, what I thought I heard people saying was that should be kind of separated so that people knew that this was a separate group, a separate website, as opposed to WBAI.org. That's what I thought I understood.
Okay, we need to make a motion.
Yes, the idea was to remove the link between WBAI.org and WBAI.org.
Right, so that they both were independent.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I say something on that?
There are several websites and organizations that are linked to the WBAI.org website, and I think it's clear that those websites are not controlled by or sanctioned by WBAI and editorially. And that was a decision that was consciously made, even to produce it, even to produce its individual pages. So I don't think we can do that. Maybe we can clearly on the WBAI website, when you make the jump to these other websites, is to put a statement that says
disclaimer.
That says something to that effect.
Okay.
The problem I'm raising is that people are looking to the website for a discussion on bylaws. They're looking for a discussion on diversity. So then they are fed, instead of BAI presenting the information and its own documentation, it's being directed over to Roger Manning's site.
Well, I think the way things are directed probably need to be...
No, because they are not, people are looking for information, they are instead getting...
Don't argue, listen. You guys said something, which
okay.
I want
to repeat. Okay, you have the
point. So
the technical
point of view, Sheila is wrong. Okay.
Say that again.
If you go down the links, they are all references, except for one or two, they are references to WBAI.org. Now, I don't know what it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but last night it was. Two, you can go to a link. You got a whole page of links called the Links of the Universe. 100 organizations out there, which you link to. What I think she was saying is you don't direct them for discussion on actual material. That is just a technical. You take it right out. Okay?
What about
you have permission to copy it. You put it on your site. You have it. If he doesn't want permission to copy it, okay, you go someplace else and get the information. We should have it anyway. Anything that he writes, comments on, should not be on a link to the site. Any editorialization, which is not a raw document, should not be linked. That's a no-brainer.
We agree, but I guess Sir Errol was saying that as a way to sort of handle Sheila and certainly our concerns,
yeah, I'm saying,
is to maybe do a disclaimer and say that not just
that,
him, but all of the...
But from a technical point of view, Dr. use a disclaimer, you can say we are not putting this reference to our site. We will use other references to Queen, but we will not take responsibility for linking to his information, his chat session. You don't have to do it.
But,
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that they should, that website should be specifically targeted?
No! It's put on the fact sheet as a reference. With everybody else.
I can support that.
You just don't reference on your front page or anywhere links to his conversations.
Or to anybody else?
Yeah, or anybody else.
I'm not understanding.
You control the content.
Okay, that's all right.
Why? Instead of linking it to, first of all, as Sheila said, if you were to look at discussion about bylaws,
right.
It says look at WBI.net.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So what Maggie is saying, that the way to do it is to have a link, a bunch of link cases, that even people want to link, that would include a whole bunch of everything, and if you go in there, you want to choose one of them, that's up to you.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to say one thing, that if you look at WBI.net, at least a lot of
I haven't looked at it.
Roger Manning actually had a note there telling people, oh, and you can also go to WBI.org, where I'm helping on that site. So not being a web tech, and, you know, the issue isn't whether or not we're trying to control whether or not AI.net exists, because I'm sure he knows enough of the web tricks, as does any webmaster worth their salt, to make sure that your stuff pops up when someone does a search. I mean, there are ways to do that. Not being a tech, I won't even try to speculate about what those ways are, but I know that they exist. So it's not an issue of whether or not the site should exist. The issue is whether or not there should be a link that takes people out of WBI.org to WBI.net, and how difficult it is. We've got tons of volunteers who showed up at the last Folio website meeting. So I don't think it's a matter of not having the technical people who can actually code if that's what's needed to have the documentation that is required. And it's not a big deal to get someone to write a script. We have volunteer writers who can show the connection between the documents so people have a sense of what they're reading if they're coming into this after not having done anything for the past year and a half or not having been aware of it for the past year and a half. The other point I want to make is that there is just a general problem about communications and how communications are handled within Pacifica. When minutes are sent out, when notices are sent out, And I actually sent something to the IPNB on this, and I'll forward it to the lab. I should have done that for comment. There's no process by which information is shared. I shouldn't have to turn to CDPNY's site to see Carol's notes. Why aren't they on Pacifica.org? It's a national organization. That is our national site. We have a paid webmaster. I've seen her send out notes and say, oh, and you can find the notes on WBI.net.
Well,
I put something to the IPND, and I think I sent it to the lab chairs. But maybe you guys may not have seen it, but a lot of the time I send mail to Miguel and it seems to bounce. Asking would there be a system put in place for news coming from the IPNB chair, the IPNB secretary, the executive director, salaried or unsalaried, national contractors, employees, you know, representatives, whatever term you want to use, that the information be sent to the webmasters of the official sites
and
so that it can be a primary source to people seeking information. That WBI.net exists, that they've often done good work, that Roger Manning is an individual, you know, maybe a wonderful person aside from his fight. I think he's owned a bias against and for particular issues and people and positions, and that's fine, that's his stuff. But I don't see where it becomes a reference, where we at WBI.org are referring people to his site for stuff that we need to have on our site. We've got the tech volunteers to do it. There's no need to do that.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we send a communication to Don Rojas, I guess, asking that a disclaimer
and the board also, and the division director.
Oh, okay, whoever. But I'm just saying, basically going to. Okay. You're right. We should send it to both. That we, coming from us, that we would like to have one oral communications that reflect what goes on at BAI to come from primarily WBAI.org as the central voice, and that we put disclaimers on the links. Not to say that the links cannot exist, but that we put a disclaimer.
Excuse me.
And that this should
have... I think you're missing the point.
Okay.
The point is that when you go, try this, okay? You go home, or go to the office there, you go to WBAI.org, all right? Somebody comes to the site, I wonder what's going on with bylaws. I wonder what's going on with diversity. Let me go look at the link on WBAI.org. The link for diversity, the link for bylaws takes you straight back to Roger Manning's propaganda.
And that's all that I'm saying. I understand what you're saying.
Link for bylaws should not go to WBAI.
I agree.
No disclaimer.
I'm agreeing with that. I agree. That is what I'm trying to say. That information should be available in WBAI.org. And Pacifica, and that we put a disclaimer that speaks to all the links, so that we are not censoring them.
I mean, besides
that, yes, that we are not censoring anybody. So nobody go and say that Roger Manning was trashed, etc. Even though he has said some very unpleasant things about me personally, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the flow of information. So, the flow of information, I would suggest, that we would put just a disclaimer that WBAI disclaims any, I don't know what, responsibility or other,
and that brings to any other site.
Maybe they could say this is the official WBAI web, and that we put this, everybody is free to say whatever they want or whatever, but we disclaim any responsibility for someone else misquoting, etc. That's not the language. That's not the language.
Any official connection.
Yes. Does Pacifica have also its own official? Because if I understand the second part of what you were saying, Sheila, is that the same thing happens from Pacifica, that Pacifica also cites WBAI.net.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just make it quick, but I don't think it's a matter of Roger Manny or any content producer being censored. It's a privilege that content is being available and things being pointed to from the site. And it should have been his response. He should have had the principle to disclaim this and make a distinction. So I don't feel sorry for anybody who had the privilege of being a center of information, not being principled and not
making a distinction. Okay, good choice. Okay, so I'm not going to write this language because I'm not a techie. But is the spirit of the motion clear?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So then can somebody step in? What were you saying, Ray?
I would say there are two aspects of it. One of them is a specific, in the case of WBAI.org, that it no longer refer to, directly to WBAI or any other
or
site.
Or any other site.
When dealing with issues of bylaws or any issue that are vital to Pacifica,
the
Pacifica activity. In general, when they are links, that the links be put together and a disclaimer to an official connection.
Yes,
I think that should go outside the website to be linked.
Right.
General policy for
WBAI.
Right. Now,
something else is still needs to be dealt with. People who are genuinely concerned or even just curious about what the hell is going on in Pacifica need to be able to know what the status of the bylaws are, what the votes have been, what the revisions are, and stuff like that. And that is something that Pacifica should be doing.
I agree with that. That's the other part of what I was trying to say. No, that's what I was trying to say, Errol. So hopefully Sheila will put that in a language. I was saying that not only about BAI.
But we need to call a vote now because people.
Is it time to go to sleep?
No. No, wait, don't leave yet, Dan. So can we call a vote?
Let's call the vote.
Come on, people.
Okay.
Please, Mimi.
Are you clear about the motion?
Yes.
Crystal.
Yes.
All in favor of the motion and related to the website, raise your hand. Let's see. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
One
person
here.
Nine.
Are you abstaining?
I'm abstaining.
Oh, okay.
Those opposed.
Abstention. One abstention. Okay. We really need to go into discuss the national board meeting taking place here, and only in terms of perhaps setting up a committee for a reception for the people who are coming into New York. Possibly a Saturday night. Okay. Sorry, before we do that, Lee wants to make an outreach report as to what is happening here. Please, Lee.
I'll make this very quick. You know that Don Rojas has an outreach program. He wants to reach a million listeners. And so we've been meeting every Friday night. The announcement, the card has been continually played. And I'm urging everybody in this room, lab people and interested people, to come up and participate. Some of you do already.
Thank you.
We have a speakers bureau where people are being trained was by a professional trainer, Laura Tyson, from the director of the Long Island Progressive Institute, where we're going over the techniques of going out and speaking to groups. We're also involved in some busy work. We're stuffing membership envelopes. This is another thing we need people for. And finally, we're creating posters and signs and different paraphernalia to show people to get new listeners. And the Speakers Bureau is on for every Friday night. And again, it's open to everybody to come up. And if you can't make it, spread the word to other people that can. It's right here at the station, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Every Friday night.
Everybody
Friday
night.
Now, the next issue.
By the way, before you continue, I'm offering you access to the 1707, my union's newspaper, for, you know, and the small obstacle, whatever. But I'm also offering you a presentation in front of the executive committee or the even bigger, the delegate assembly.
To do
for somebody to come and speak about what's happening here. And I'm also offering you a figure from the Haitian show called Samba, which is on Friday evening.
Here.
Somebody would go on the station and talk about what's happening, but what they should care. 91.5, Haitian station.
You have to speak Creole? Can I go speak Congo?
So, you're recommending lab members?
No, we're going to the committee.
Right. So anyone that has the organizations, that's what we're looking for now. We're looking for organizations
that
want speakers.
When is that?
Every Friday.
Every Friday, what time?
Six to nine. You're talking about ours?
No, not yours. Sorry?
The time is 9 o'clock.
9
to 10 p.m.
9 p.m.?
Yeah. If the lab wants to do it, now, of course, it has to be in a non-partisan way. It has to be done in genetic material. Asking the Asian community to participate into this process, why it's important.
Big time.
Okay. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
We have to talk about
finish your outreach report?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. We need to set up, the lab needs to set up a committee, a reception committee for the National Board meeting here the weekend of June. And I guess it would be 20. The 21st, Saturday. Is it 21st?
Well, some people may come in on the 20th.
Friday, but we need to decide
20, 21.
Where we would have a reception. Most likely...